The results of the tests have been remarkable and like nothing what we expected. The body of test subject B-429 has changed. We have injected more of the drug directly into her clitoris, resulting in a growth of that area. It has been growing in a way that it now looks like a male penis. Tests with that body parts of hers have shown that they are incredibly sensitive. An orgasm is reached just by a plain touch. No pressure, no friction whatsoever. Her penis is in a state of never-ending erection since we have injected the drug and it started growing. It has been stiff and hard the entire time, leaking something that could be seen as pre-cum and semen, which needs further tests to see where that liquid is coming from. She seems to be in a highly aroused state yet again. Her arousal was going down a couple of days after we injected the first dose of the drug. Now with that extra dose, her arousal has gone through the roof. She's producing even more of that sweat with that scent. I had to remove myself from the test lab immediately after we injected the second dose of the drug. It was overwhelming, to say the least. The tests with subject J448 and the actions that they have been both going for have shown that the performance rate, even of someone without the drug, is increased a lot. He has been able to have sex with our female subject for hours and hours on end without showing any signs of fatigue. After around 37 hours, the first signs of tiredness and sleepiness showed. His body was growing weaker, the strength leaving. He was not able to pick up our female test subject as easily anymore. And after around 40 hours of non-stop sex, his penis has finally softened. The state in which both of their bodies had been in was not as worrying as I thought it would be. Her female body parts, especially her vagina, was very sore and red, yet it could have been worse. It was not as bad as I suspected after that much sex. His penis was just the same. Her body was covered in bruises from his firm grip on her, and yet she still seemed to be in some state of bliss after that ridiculous amount of sex that they had. She fell asleep shortly after they stopped having sex. So did he. He was removed from her test lab, brought back into his, where he recovered and she recovered in hers. I have come to do further tests on our subject B429 and her enlarged clitoris. It seems to have grown. I cannot tell you the exact inches, as it is ever-changing. But I would say it is at about 20 centimeters, sometimes growing, sometimes shrinking a little bit after it had just experienced an orgasm. I've braced myself for being in this lab because of the aphrodisiac that this test subject is just submitting everywhere. The air is filled with a very arousing scent radiating from her body. The test subject is yet again in a constant state of arousal and orgasms, her body arching on the table, her female penis twitching a lot and leaking fluids that look a lot like cum, but further tests have to be made with that. Her body temperature is, well, hot.
And you touch me, please.
Her sweat.
Please. Do something.
Her sweat tastes like. The taste of the sweat has to be further investigated. What I'm here for is to test the reflexes and the stimulation level of her female penis or grown clitoris. It seems to be twitching even more the closer I get to it. The subject is shown clear evidence of heightened arousal the closer I get to her. It seems like her body is hyper aware of when someone else is near to it, especially someone that it could get into sexual actions with. The penis is covered in a shimmering, shiny layer of fluids that it has been leaking throughout the hours after we injected the drug into our clitoris. I have the strong urge to that. And I feel this very strong urge to touch it and to insert it into me. After a short break, I have gathered the senses again to keep going with this investigation. I do not want to let any other of my colleagues into this situation that is potentially dangerous. So I will do this myself. My first test will be by touch, what it would feel like to touch it. It is extremely slick and wet, and it is very, very hard. The subject is shown intense signs of arousal while I'm touching. The penis is hot and twitching and very
please.
Next test is to see what increased stimuli will do to the test subject. I'm moving my hand up and down in a faster motion. The subject is quivering and arching and spasming.
very hard. It is hard for me to hold on to her penis in the state that she's in. It seems like she's in a constant state of orgasm because there was more and more fluids leaking. I cannot tell if she had just been ejaculating or if that is just what it's always like. As the fluids are leaking, the scent in the room that she is radiating is intensifying even more. It's fogging my senses as well. I cannot fight the urge any longer to taste it. Her enlarged clitoris into my mouth was just too much for me to fight. I have gathered data that way, though, that the taste of those fluids are very much addicting. I can see that this drug is going to pose a very big threat, since I'm still fighting the urge to keep on sucking her penis more. She has not calmed down. Her penis is still hard and erected. However, I'm interested in finding out if there is still any sign of sexual stimulation while I am stimulating her vagina instead of her clitoris, and also how far I can take an orgasm for her when I stimulate both. Being in this room again poses a very big challenge for me, but I will do my best to keep my senses together. We have strapped her to the table with spread legs, so it's easier for me to reach her vagina and stimulate that right part. It seems to be leaking fluids as well, so I'm guessing that stimulating this will just be as arousing for her like stimulating her new grown penis. Yeah, it is very slick and wet to the touch. Just like it was when we just injected her the first drug. I will now insert my fingers into her. The subject is shown clear signs of high arousal. I will continue to move my fingers in an upward motion while moving it in and out of her to see what kind of movement will stimulate her the most, just for pure scientific reasons.
God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
seems to be very, very arousing for her. I think these tests clearly show that she's still able to be aroused also from this type of simulation now. We will go with both ways of stimulation.
I can't take it.
I will now grab onto her penis again. Spasming. She's complete ecstasy.
I've got it.
It's okay. You can let me go. I'm sorry. Take me out of here.
No.